Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, should I love him or leave him? Dear Stephen Shirley, I met an older guy and I was attracted to him, but played hard to get. He begged me for a first date and I eventually agreed to go out with him. He asked me to pick him up and I didn't think much about it since his house was on the way to the restaurant. When I got to the house, he came out and so did a much older lady. He got in my car and told me that was his mother, that was his mom, and that he lived with her. At this point, I had an opportunity to tell him that I was not interested, but I went out to dinner with him anyway. At dinner, he told me that he's a convicted felon, but that was years ago, and he's got a great job and a new life now. I kept seeing this man and eventually went to his home, well, his mom's house, and saw how filthy his room was. And I also noticed that his mom's yard was unkept and there was trash lying around the driveway and porch. These were red flags, and I told him he should do better at helping his mom out around the house. Then I invited him to my house to meet my two children. I know he talks really hood and street, but I thought he would do better when he met my children. He did not. And my kids asked him why he was talking like a rapper. He kept commenting on how nice I kept my house, and after the visit, his conversations turned to us making a commitment. He suggested moving in with me so we could be closer and he could help me out around the house. I was excited at first because I really like this man, but then I thought I was being naive and he could just be using me. Although he has some character flaws, could I work on this fixer-upper and be happy? Or should I leave this man at his mama's house? Please advise. Run, run, run as far away from this man as you possibly can. I mean, you gotta leave this man alone, please. I mean, when you see red flags, don't ignore them. That's what red flags are for. Okay, let's go through them. He lives with his mom, all right? The yard is nasty. His room is nasty. He has no car. He doesn't know how to be a good role model in front of your children. And if he's got such a nice job and a great job and all this stuff like you say in the letter, why doesn't he save his money and get an apartment? There was no discussion about that in this letter. And, you know, it wasn't until after he saw your place, after he came over there, that he started, you know, like, kind of pressuring you to move in and to be committed. He said he would help you around the house. Oh, really? You would help her, but you're not. He'll help you, but he's not going to help his own mom around the house. He could at least clean up the yard. And what about his room? Come on, I don't get this. I say don't let him in your house in this kind of a way. Don't let him move in, please. This is not how you want to live. You have two kids to think about. I think if he was in, and you didn't mention, you know, what he was incarcerated for or anything like that. You just said he's out. That was years ago. And he has a great job and a new life now. But it just doesn't look like it or seem like it. You know, yeah, he could be using you. But I say, no, it's too soon to move in. Don't let him do it. Steve.
I'm confused. I really am.
Why
is she writing us?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of this letter? I don't even know why we talking to her. About who? Who are we talking about? Everything in this letter screams what?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole damn letter. Let's start. Stephen Shirley, I met an older guy. I circled that. I was attracted to him, but I played hard to get. He begged me for a first date. I eventually agreed to go out with him. He asked me to pick him up. I circled that. Everything I circle is screaming, what? I ain't think much about it since his house was on the way to the restaurant. When I got to the house, he came out and so did a much older lady. I circled that. Who is this old ass lady? He got in my car and told me that this was his mom and he lived with her. I circled that. Let's go back. Older guy, you had to pick him up. This old lady stayed there and you found out his mama. At this point, I had an opportunity to tell him I was not interested, but I went out to dinner with him anyway. I circled that. The question I'm begging everybody to ask yourself is, why is you at dinner with this old-ass man to stay at the house with his mama that you done had to pick up? That's all I'm asking. At dinner, he told me he was a convicted felon. This whole letter is going to hell.
Crazy.
But I kept seeing the man. Why? Eventually, I went to his house, well, his mom's house. So I'll circle that because it took you two visits to get it. The first time you pulled up. Next time you went to the damn house and found out it was mama's house because she had all them blue plates leaning up against the wall on the fireplace and had that big wooden and spoon and fork set hanging on the damn wall with that picture of the white Jesus, Martin Luther King, and John F. Kennedy.
You're stupid.
That's what it looked like.
And I noticed that his mom's yard was unkept and it was trash laying around. I circled that.
Crazy.
He don't give a damn about his mama. Trash laying around the driveway and the porch. That's where he eat. These were all red flags, and I told him he should do better helping out his mom around the house. You know what Judge Lynn Toler told me one time on the show?
What? What, Steve?
She said women should stop collecting red flags.
Yep.
Women should stop collecting red flags. Tommy, I'm going to let you use that on Ready for Love this year. You
okay.
Have my permission.
Aww.
I like that.
Hey.
I like that.
Women should stop collecting red flags. I told him he should do better helping his mom out around the house. Then I invited him to my house to meet my two children. I circled this. Why is he meeting your damn kids?
Exactly.
What redeeming quality has he exhibited where you think it's time for him to meet your damn kids? Now, he talks real hood and street. I circle that. Mm-hmm. He stayed at home with his mama. His mama old. You had to pick him up. He lived with his mama. You went out to dinner anyway. He a convicted felon. You went to his mama's house. His room is filthy. There's trash laying around the driveway and the porch. I invited him to your house to meet the two kids, and he talked real hood and street. This whole letter is just going to hell. But I thought he would do better when he met my children. He did not. And your kids asked him, why was he talking like a rapper? You know why? Because your kids know his old ass should be talking better than one of their damn peers.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids know that, but you don't. So I circled that. He kept commenting on how nice I kept my house. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You just described his mama's house. And after the visit, his conversations turned to us making a commitment. A commitment to what? He suggested moving in with me so he could be closer and he could help out around the house. He don't help out around the house. He don't help out around the house. He don't help out in his filthy-ass room. He don't help out with nothing on the porch. He don't help out with nothing with the driveway. Where do he clean up at? So he finna help you where? Right. I was excited at first because I really liked this man. What is it you like? You ain't saying nothing in the letter you like. Your whole letter is you disappointed you are in this man. Then you say, I really like him. You like what? You must not. You ain't never had no man before. You ain't never had a good man before. Because if this what you like, I sure would hate to see the one you got rid of. The one you had them two kids by. Lady, you need to up your game. I really like this man. But then I thought I was being you naive and he could be using me.
Thanks.
Although he has some character flaws. Character flaws. Oh, wait a minute. He old as hell. That ain't a character flaw. He ain't got a car. That ain't a character flaw. He stay with his mama. That ain't a character flaw. He's a convicted felon. That ain't a character flaw. His room is filthy. That ain't a character flaw. His trash on the driveway and the porch. That ain't a character flaw. He wants to move in with you so he can help out around the house. He a damn lie.
Run. All right, Steve, we got to get out of here.
Shirley said run.
Run.
For the heels.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at SteveHarveyFM.com and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.